Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome to Love Live Ruach Remnant Reality Radio. I am Shalayach Scribe. You are tuned in to RIP 2.0 Ruach Reflections, the Nightly Love Fellowship Gathering, where we ask, were you in the Ruach HaKodesh today or in your own yuck of flesh? We're going to break for a quick song, and then we will be right back. Hallelujah. Hope everybody had an awesome day today. This is Don't Tread on Me. That was Ain't No Devil Gonna Tread On Me by We The Kingdom. And I really enjoy that song. I like it. I am Shalayach Scribe, president of Emulators MC, stands for Motorcycle Congregation, Motorcycle Conglomerate, short for Mishpacha, Shalayach of Ahava, and your Yahjay for Yahweh tonight. Let's get to it. We start each podcast at 7:07 Pacific Standard, 9:07 Central, and 10:07 Eastern. If you'd like to join us on the call, just dial 727-731-3257 to access. No access code is needed. Again, that number is 727-731-3257, and you're in. If you're new, we hope this resonates with you and that you keep coming back. If you aren't new, well, apparently it resonated with you and you saw something to come back for, in which case, Leila Tov, Baruch Atah, and Hallelujah. We are going to have Marissa come forward with our warning real quick, right before our seventh bodybuilder. So, Hallelujah. She should be ready in a few minutes or in a second or so here.
Hallelujah. I like that song, too, that he played. We also let's enjoy them live at Life Fest. So, it's definitely a good evening. I'm going to read our warning literature for tonight. Here's the Nefiva. Thank you. Okay. We have warning, damaged souls, damaged hearts, crushed spirits. Who you see here, what you hear here, and when you leave here, let it stay here. Transform recovery is the refuge, the healing place, the hospital for the heart, the sanctuary for the soul. A warm, friendly environment was created for caring, compassion, and love to be realized. No plastic people here. We keep it real. We invite you to do the same. Open up, share your in-depth testimonies, your fiery trials, and your tough temptations. Holding our past inside is poison to our souls. Sharing our issues openly reveals that which has been hiding in darkness to be brought into his marvelous light. It exposes the accuser, it loosens the liar, and it lessens the load. The freedom to feel you can safely open up in these love fellowship groups is vital. You are under no surveillance here. Why did I do that? All right, I just got lost. So anyways, apologize. The freedom to feel you can safely open up in these love fellowship groups is vital. You are under no surveillance, and Transform Now is not connected to any law enforcement agencies. You are not being set up for any type of failure here. No incarceration, no mental institution, but for you to find a new exciting life as one in a new Yahfam, as a new creation. We are not an anonymous fellowship group like other 12-step programs. Rather, we are very outreaching and promotional in an effort to reach the lost on purpose. Although we are not anonymous, we are very confidential. Opening up as a group is not to put out your bad business, but to put out solutions. We in Transform Recovery have come to understand that people will attend our love fellowship groups from all walks of life. People from every color, race, gender, and background imaginable. Newcomers will come into our groups extremely worldly, fleshly, broken people. They may be homeless, helpless, hungry, hurting souls who have no idea what to do. The amount of family dysfunction, soul sickness, and actual abuse, whether sexual, mental, physical, or emotional, will vary from person to person. Some may be heavily sedated on prescription drugs and may have even used today. It's very hard to help someone who is intoxicated. To encourage anyone attending that has used today to please speak with the Transformer after the gathering. We are aware that some are suffering severely and are hurting over things that might be quite graphic and horrific in nature. We want you to know that you're in the right place. You are safe here. We learn to listen with the utmost sensitivity to each other's circumstances. One's scars, one seemingly impending doom of a jail sentence, a repossession of a car, a home foreclosure, one struggling with homelessness or even a house fire or personal possessions or loss. Some will be struggling with hunger, poverty, sickness, dereliction, degradation, the death of a loved one, sexual abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, spiritual abuse, physical abuse, even torture and or extreme bodily harm, et cetera, et cetera. The list of potential hurts and pains is as endless as addictions, idols, false gods, and sins. We encourage you to patiently and respectfully listen to each person's share, empathetically understanding that some may be understandably quite rough around the edges. Their language may be offensive as they may not have learned yet to communicate properly. without street talk, cursing, swearing, or lascivious talk. We ask as you long suffer with those who are still working on the perfecting of their potential, dysfunctional, drug damaged, or destroyed abusive character. We ask as you share to refrain from inappropriate speech, but we all must be sensitive as to where each person may be. Some may have never even opened up the word before. They may have no clue who our Messiah Yeshua is, let alone Yahweh or the Ruach HaKodesh. We can never assume that everyone is at the same place in their relationship with the Creator. Some may not even know him at all. Some may have had, in fact, bizarre church experiences whereby the spirit of love was pursuing them, but could not receive that love, or may have rejected Yah, Ahava, as he is trying to save them. We cannot possibly begin to stop, censor, or filter anyone's sharing. There's a saying that truly applies and transformed. We cannot become so heavenly minded that we have no earthly good. Staying relatable will assist us greatly in working set apart. Scripture step 12. Let's get the Kadesh scripture steps, which is essentially helping others correctly in the standards of leadership set forth with Transformers and the Kitfei Kadesh scripture. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Marissa. All right. Our seventh bodybuilder, the Ahava, or love offering. This offering goes to support our radio and prison ministries, our faith favorite farms, and our houses of worship, as well as our Yahability ministry. Our Yahability ministry addresses those that have been labeled disabled by the system. We don't buy it. We know that the Elohim that we all were created, whose image we were all created into, did not make mistakes. People have challenges. Adam and Eve were created in Yah's image. They were the first ones off the printing press. They had challenges. So if anyone thinks that the state is going to pick something that God made, or that Yah made, sorry, that Yah, our Elohim, made in his image, they're out of their minds. We are Yah's people. This is his ministry. We will do as he asks us to, whether that be in radio or prison ministry, the Faith Favor Farms, where we intend to produce organic food, produce organic meat, and the whole nine yards, as we build the faith and the hope of those coming out of the prison systems so that they can find a place in the society again. Our houses of worship aren't, you know, we're not your typical big church situation that everybody, you know, sees. We're not mega churches. We are houses of worship. We are love fellowship gatherings. We are transformed recovery. We go out to the highways and byways to help the hurting, homeless, helpless, heartbroken, and hungry. And we do that a number of different ways. We do it through the Naturopathic Network Association. We do it through Marketplace Ministry. We do it every chance we get in every possible way we get. But as a body, as a mishpacha, as a corporate unit, there are instructions that were given to Yah's chosen people. And if we believe we are Yah's chosen people, then we should know those instructions. Malachi 3 is pretty strong. It's actually Malachi 3:8 starts out with, "Will man rob Elohim? Yet you have robbed me." But you say, "And what have we robbed you? In the tithe and the offering? You are cursed with a curse for the nation, all of it. You are robbing me. Bring all the tithe into the storehouse so that there may be food in my house. And test me now with this, says Yahweh of hosts, whether I will not open the windows of Shamayim for you and pour out a baruchatah until there is no sufficiency of room to store it. And I will rebuke the devourer for you, and you shall not, or, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your vines, of your ground against you. Nor shall your vine miscarry against you in the field, says Yahweh of hosts. All nations shall call you Berachot, for you shall be a delightful land, says Yahweh of hosts. Your words have been strong against you, says Yahweh. Yet you say, what have we spoken against you? You have said it is vanity to serve Elohim. And what profit is it that we have kept his charge and that we have walked as mourners before Yahweh of hosts? And now we are calling the arrogant Berachot blessed. But not only are the doers of wickedness built up, they also test Elohim and escape. A Berachot is Hebrew and is righteous and is pure tongue, whereas blessed is pagan. So that's why I threw it in there, just in case there's anybody on the line that is not aware of what the word meant. Now you know. Then those fearing Yahweh spoke together, each man to his neighbor, and Yahweh gave attention and heard. And a book of remembrance was written before him for those who feared Yahweh and for those esteeming his name. And they shall be mine, says Yahweh of hosts, for the day that I will make up my treasure, and I will pity them as a man has pity on his son who serves him. Then you shall return and see the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between him who serves Elohim and him who does not serve him. Now those last two verses are pretty strong. We should really pay attention to those. Let's do it again. And they shall be mine, says Yahweh of hosts. Who shall be his? Those that spoke together and came into agreement with Yahweh in accordance with his word on tithing, and a book of remembrance was written before Yahweh. The him here is capitalized, so we know it's for Yahweh. And besides that, it mentions him in the last sentence, or in the rest of the sentence. For those who feared Yahweh, and for those esteeming his name. And they shall be mine, says Yahweh of hosts, for the day that I will make up my treasure, and I will pity them as a man has pity on his son who serves him. So, obedience in giving identifies you as a son. Might not be the only thing that does, but obedience and understanding in giving identifies you as a son or a daughter, as part of the Mishpacha. It says it right there. Unless I'm misunderstanding it. Then those fearing Yahweh spoke together, each man to his neighbor, and Yahweh gave attention and heard, and a book of remembrance was written before him for those who feared Yahweh and for those esteeming his name. And they shall be mine, says Yahweh of hosts, for the day that I will make up my treasure, and I will pity them as a man has pity on his son who serves him. Then you shall return and see the difference between the righteous, the son, and the wicked, not the son. Between him who serves Elohim, the son, and him who does not serve him, not the son. Some of that was paraphrased. I'm pretty sure you can figure it out. If you want to be considered a son or daughter, if you want to be found in the book, written in the book of remembrance in regards to tithing, and you want to work to fulfill this passage in your life, not because of the Berachot that's promised, but because it's the right thing to do, because Abiyah will elevate you in the doing of it, and he will increase your faith in him, because obedience breeds obedience. If you feel like you're hearing things here and you're being fed, and if you feel the love coming through the line, praise Yah, that's the intent, that's the hope. If you feel like you're being ministered to, please go to give.yahweh.love or send a check or money order with a letter if you choose to P.O. Box 68138, Phoenix, Arizona 85082. Or you can text 777-777-44321. And if you want to support the ministry, in addition to tithing and gifts, consider becoming a client of one of the members of the Naturopathic Network Association affiliated with Love for Truth and Transformed Recovery. Because what you see, what we do is not only is it necessary to heal the heart and to see that the, you know, the soul hears the good news of Yeshua, also necessary to get the right stuff into that body so that body can live long enough to serve Yahweh in its fullest capacity possible. There's a number of different ways to do that. And we will get that information to you at the end of the program. At the end of the, yeah, at the end of the episode. Hallelujah. All right. Anyways, as I said before, this is Shalach Scribe. I am Yajay for the evening, and I am grateful for an awesome weekend. We did some fantastic business building and ministry building, more importantly, this weekend down in Milwaukee with one of our other ministry partners. It was a great weekend of fellowship and friendship. Did not go off without a hitch, but thankfully, nobody kicked the hitch. Rock and Sam already know what that means, and they've probably both done it at least once. Rock and Sam are up from Arizona. We just had a great week with them. They are towing their 26-foot trailer, and the hitch they got on their truck is no joke. That thing is a keeper. It will hold on to that trailer, and it will bust a leg if you are not careful about where you're walking. Don't kid yourself. That is not a prick you want to kick against. But hallelujah, we're grateful for the gifts of Yah, the beautiful weather that we had, the decent traveling conditions. We are thankful for all the fellowship, for those that showed up, everybody from Jerry Morales to Dan Cotton. I'm sorry, Gary Morales, my bad. Gary Morales, Dan Cotton, Booty, Joe Z, Rock and Sand, Yami and Jim, and a few others, Marissa and Eva. There were people there when they were supposed to be, and we are grateful that they were. And for any names that I may have mangled, I apologize. I'm working on remembering as many as I can. So hallelujah. That having been said, we are going to ask Marissa if she would pray clear the line before we get to our reading today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay. This is a yummy snack, that's why. Anyways, thank Yahweh for providing and for his love. And we also thank Yahweh for this weekend that we had with our brothers and sisters and different elders and others who have started to join us in the Milwaukee area. We thank Rock and Sandy for bringing them together as they invited them to come to the business meeting this past weekend. So Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the growth in the business and opportunities of what is happening, as well as the overseers and the chakra that Yahweh gives to our elders to teach us as we are learning And as well as our sister Yami, that as she's learning as an elder, that she is also receiving the wisdom and the Shakma to share this business, that she is the elder of everyone. We thank you that you are helping each of us as we stand and where we are with you, Yahweh, that you help us each day and each moment. And we ask tonight for we invite the Ruach HaKodesh. We ask that you pour out your Ruach Kitah upon our brothers and sisters on the line tonight, as well as Shaliach of Scribe. Excuse me, I just ate some snacks, so forgive me for pausing. But I am thankful that we have our scribe tonight, that he can share his insight in Shakma and the scripture that he's going to share. We pray for that Yahweh speaks to him and through him, that he helps him as he learns it, and as the scripture reaches, as our eyes see it, Yahweh, that we read it with our lips, and as well as when he shares what he gets from the message that you give to us in the scripture, that we can understand it in a way that you want us to understand it, and that you give us the revelation tonight that we are here for in our Transform Recovery meeting. We thank you, Yahweh, for being in Transformed, as well as being recovered and sober. And we are thankful for others who are in recovery, and as you are making the crooked path straight for those who are still struggling out there. We ask that you help the struggling addicts, Yahweh, that you help those come out of the darkness into the light, and that you can send forth the elders that are called out to help those in need. We thank you for tonight and for your message. As I've not yet heard what scripture it's on, but we just lift up the message tonight in Yeshua's name. Amen.
So now, are you going to pray clear the line like I asked you to? And actually pray that anything that tries to get in the way of what we're doing here gets opposed and resisted?
Yeah.
Are you going to?
I pray that agreement with what you
Okay. Said. All right. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. All right.
Now,
we'll be right back. This is Praise You in the Storm by Casting.
Reached down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again, I say amen, and it's still raining. As the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain. The God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands. You are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I cry, you hold in your hand. You never left my side. Praise you in the storm. I remember when I stumbled in the wind. You heard my cry to you and raised me up again. But my strength is almost gone. How can I carry on?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are back, and we are going to be looking at Romans 12, 14 to 16 today, but not before we do the daily reading. So hallelujah. That reading starts now. Kitvik Kodesh, Step 10. RIP 2.0 Ruach Reflections is an examination of yourself weighed against every aspect of a perfect walk, a perfect life modeled after the perfect person, Yeshua Messiah. Studying the Kodesh, the Kitvik Kodesh, seriously is one of the greatest ways to go through each Kodesh Kitvik step thoroughly so that nothing is missed in the Yah development of the new you. A great suggestion for successful, orderly, transformed recovery, love fellowship gathering, LFG, is to study in oneness each of the listed Kitvei Kodesh sacred scripture steps for each Kitvei Kodesh step. Example, as an example, simply pick a weekly, biweekly, every other day, or even every day love fellowship gathering at the appointed time for your love fellowship group to meet. The format you develop will dictate the length of time of each LFG. Activation of the numerous small, private, intimate study groups is definitely going to take an army of servant leaders to step up, pun intended. Love fellowship gatherings don't need to be broadcast on Love Live Ruach from the Reality Radio, nor does it need to be recorded, but to generate support from multiple locations, the virtual love fellowship gathering can work in conjunction with your local LFG. Kitvei Kodesh Step 10 is an activation step that activates the other Tippet Kodesh steps, once we've taken some level of action on any given Tippet Kodesh step, we must monitor our progress through the process of our own Yah development, recording Yali actions daily and or even fleshly actions, gives us a way of reflecting on our behaviors, good or bad, never for condemnation, but rather for conviction from Ruach. This check by Yah, love from within, leads us to Teshuvah, change, or the way, Yeshua, to transform positively out of an old pattern of thinking, a stronghold or evil wronghold, into a new pattern of thinking, a Yahhold. A paradigm is defined by Noah Webster as a philosophical and theoretical framework of a scientific school or discipline within which theories, laws, and generalizations, along with the experiments performed in support of them, are formulated. Noah Webster, the ultimate wordsmith, had the Tippet Kodesh writings. That's kind of redundant, but you'll get it. Had the Tippet, yeah, in English, literally memorized. While in the world before coming to our understanding of transformation made available by Love Inc. through Transformed Recovery, our paradigms were definitely influenced by ones misleading us through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the elements of the world, and not according to Messiah. From Colossians 2, watch that there not be one misleading you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the elements of the world, and not according to Messiah. Books of Love or Ahava, Yahuwah Yahweh, I Am That I Am, Ea Asher Ea, Hallelujah. We are going to break the song here real quick. When we return, we will have Marissa read Romans 12, 14 to... Yeah, 14 to 18. Yeah, 14 to 18 tonight. And I will explain why the extra when we get there. So, hallelujah. We are going to do a little bit. Well, you'll recognize the song. You'll recognize the band when we get started here. So we'll see you back in about 3 minutes and 25 seconds.
Oh, hallelujah. This is in Romans 12, 14 to 18 now. Baruch those persecuting you, Baruch and do not curse. Rejoice with rejoicing ones and weep with weeping ones. Minding the same thing toward one another. Mind not. Vain glory. But associate with those who are humble. Do not become wise within yourself. Returning evil for evil to no one. Providing right things before all men. If possible, as far as it depends on you, live in peace with all men.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Marissa. What we're looking at here is when I looked up the verses that specifically addressed living humbly and asking Yah to remove our shortcomings and actually repenting, as it touched on the seventh step for transformed, for TR, it only brought up the 16th verse, which reads kind of different out of the HRB. Another version reads it this way. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. And while that's not a bad translation, I can see where what it's requesting in whatever translation is righteous to be asked for. Minding the same things one toward another, not being rude, not being arrogant, not being cruel, not seeking more than you should, vainglory almost borders on covetousness. But associate with those who are humble. Don't be ashamed to go to the homeless, the hungry, the hurting. Marissa, I can hear that while you're chewing. It's being recorded on the line. It's little things like that that are not considering the other. But associate with those who are humble. Do not become wise within yourselves. Returning evil for evil to no one, providing right things before all men, if possible, as far as it depends on you. Live in peace with all men. It's just a matter of treating others the way you would like to be treated. It's a matter of respecting other people the way you feel you have a right to demand to be respected. If you wouldn't do it to somebody else, you shouldn't have to tolerate it being done unto you. But Yahweh says go the extra, Yeshua says go the extra mile. It's going to happen. If you experience it happening, pray for those doing it. Help them grow through it. Help them grow beyond it. Don't be too sure of yourself. Don't be too cocky, too full of yourself, too arrogant. To think it can't come back to bite you, because not everybody you run across in this world is going to be a believer. There might be some people in this world that take no conviction, that have no conviction in swatting a person down because of their words. So, hallelujah. That's pretty much all I've got for this one. Ask Yah to to keep us aware of how he defines humility and how he defines conceit or vainglory. Let's not be ashamed to associate with those that are humble. Yeshua wasn't. If we're to emulate him, how can we be ashamed to associate with those of a lesser state? And who is really of a lesser state? Because, you know, there isn't the person out there that I can't learn something from. But I've got to be open-hearted enough, I've got to be open-minded enough and willing enough to receive it without thinking that just based on appearance, this person can't teach me anything. And verse 18 is powerful. If possible, as far as it depends on you. If possible, as far as it depends on you, live in peace. Live in shalom with all men. Hallelujah, Barukata. Here is Marissa. She is the only one on the line as of right now. So we will give her a chance to share her thoughts on this verse, on this passage, rather. Hallelujah.
Someone said to join us, but yeah, it's pretty interesting, these scriptures, these verses. About the book, those who are persecuting you and do not curse. It's always just to be good to those. But I've also noticed before when I was, depending on when I was in my past, when I was using, I've tried to be a provoking, you know, as they say, blessed or blessing. But we use the term as in Ruachata, which is Hebrew. So if I was nice to people, sometimes I take advantage of it. So I had a hard time provoking others because then they would just think that they could walk all over me. So I had to still had to be bold and say no after a while or get them out of my life. They were not always on the same page as I was. And then it goes into 15 about rejoice with rejoicing ones. So as we all know in our life where we are with Yahweh, we stay with those who are in the same place in their life with, like, not the same place. We're all in different places with Yahweh, but with like-minded people that are understanding on what is right and what is not right and what is good with Yahweh. Pretty much when they say it, being in a con, it's in being in unity. So just to be strong with those. And then that goes into about minding the same thing toward one another, but being as like-minded, which is already about that one, number 16. But it says, minding the same thing toward one another, mind not faint glory, but associate with those who are humble, do not become wise within yourself. Return evil for evil, to no one providing the right things, providing right things before men. So what I mean by do not become wise within yourself. I don't know what that means.
It means don't think you're in a higher position than you are. Don't praise yourself for the wisdom you think you have, or don't praise yourself for a position you think you've achieved. Let somebody else's words praise you. Okay. Let Yah elevate you. Don't be conceited.
Yeah. Okay. So just be thankful for what Yahweh's doing instead of trying to
be humble.
Be humble. Yeah. That's good for me because I'm learning how to be humble. We'll just talk about that right there, right before that. It says, but associate with those who are humble. And return, do not become wise within yourself. Return evil for evil to no one, providing my things before all men, and if possible, as far as it depends on you, live in peace with all men. So yeah, there's been times where I couldn't always be in peace with certain people, so I still try to be, but then there's times when things were not always going wrong, so that's when they can just open up the door and tell me they can't keep coming in. So, but we can always be thankful for where we are with Yahweh in our walk with Him. And, excuse me, and be in a place where Yahweh wants us. I'm sure when I first got here, it was quite hard to describe to live in peace with me as I was coming out of a hot mess. So, it's probably been there's been times where it's not always easy living with others that you don't know very well. But then the scripture explains to live in peace with all men. So, just to make the best of it. And there's always reasons why we go certain places at certain times and be at peace with them. And be thankful for Yahweh's shalom, for His peace. And as they talk about that, pretty much throughout the whole thing, it's about being working with others and not to be in the opposite. So, hallelujah. I think that's all I have for that right now.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Marissa. After this, we will be back with our whatever prayer, the reading from Philippians 4:4-9, our JFTNA reading, and our close. So hallelujah. This is Unity Song. Be back in 5.
There is a song of America inside of you. There is a song of America inside of you. God speaking out of the United States of America and to the nations of the earth. And God says, you will write the song and you will sing my theme to the Spirit of God. And I will captivate an audience with the praise that I am God who rules over this nation and frees my inspiration to invite them into the kingdom of my power.
My name is Devon Martin, and most of you know me as Devo. Back in 2003, I'm sitting in my office, and I get this strong urge about this song that I would write. There's a song of America inside of you, and you will write this song, and this song will go to reach a hungry nation. How powerful this song would be, and about a project that I would do. And I remember him turning back, and he took his finger, and he pointed it right in my face, and he said, you changed your shirt twice the other day, and I tell you, you will write this song, says the Lord. And I remember just laughing in awe, because I couldn't believe that God would use something as little and strange as changing my shirt to get my attention. I woke up one morning, and I heard that voice again that says, write the song. So I wrote a song. And I call it the Unity Song. And the song speaks about the body of Christ coming together, unifying for helping not only our country, but specifically right now, the developing nations, and even more specific, Haiti. And so we are asking you to make a decision to partner with us. I want you to think about doing that, to write the check. Even if you can't get involved with this project hands-on, if you can't go to Haiti or to another or to Africa, sit there and pray about it and write and sincerely write a check. Not just to make you feel good, but to write a check because you know you're doing something good. And so what I always tell people is not so much to look at what you can't do, but really think and consider what you can do. And so I thank you for listening to our story, and take a listen to a little bit the Unity song. Thank you so much.
About that, JFTNA, Just For Today, July 17th, 2022, Using Our Using Dreams. Do we fully accept the fact that our every attempt to stop using or to control our using failed? The room is dark, your forehead is bathed in cold sweat, your heart is racing, you open your eyes, sure that you've just blown your clean time. You've had a using, quote-unquote, using dream, and it was just like being there. The people, the places, the routine, the sick feeling in your stomach, everything. It takes a few moments to realize it was just a nightmare. that it didn't actually happen. Slowly, you settle down and return to sleep. The next morning, the next morning is the time to examine what really happened the night before. You didn't use last night. But how close are you to using today? Do you have any illusions about your ability to control your using? Do you know without a doubt what would happen once you took that first drug? What stands between you and a real live relapse? How strong is your program, your relationship with your sponsor, your home group, and your Elohim? Using dreams don't necessarily indicate a hole in our program. For a drug addict, there's nothing more natural than to dream of using drugs. Some of us think of using dreams as gifts from Elohim, vividly reminding us of the insanity of active addiction and encouraging us to strengthen our recovery. Seen in that light, we can be grateful for using dreams. Frightening as they are, they can prove to be a great bidukata if we use them to reinforce our recovery. Just for today, I will examine my personal program. I will talk with my sponsor about what I find and seek ways to strengthen my recovery. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's always good to recognize our dreams when we're in recovery. And it's normal to have those in the beginning, especially when you first get sober throughout the years. It gets easier over time. Rejoice in Yahweh again. I say rejoice. Let your humility be known to all men. The Master is at hand. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and by petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to Elohim. And the peace of Yahweh, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds through Messiah Yeshua. Finally, my brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honest, whatever is just, whatever pure, whatever lovely, whatever of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's any praise, think on these things. And what things you learned and received and heard and saw in me, practice these things, and the Elohim of Shalom will be with you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Marissa. Aviyah, in the name of Yeshua, we just thank you for tonight. We thank you for the opportunity to gather in your name. Yeah, we just ask that as we close down, Abba, that you be with us in our rest, and that you wake us in your service, to your service, and to the service of others tomorrow morning. In the name of Yeshua, hallelujah, and yamen. We're going to wrap this one up with a song and bid you adieu. Don't know what it's going to be yet, but it's coming. How about this one? No doubt about it. Hope this is a song. It is. This is We the Kingdom.
Sometimes I fall apart. from where